Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Newspaper Analysis, which is brought to you by LawSeco. So today we have only one article that we'll be discussing from the Indian Express. The title of this article is Indicting Theranos. So this basically is about this medical startup that was owned by Elizabeth Holmes. So what is the controversy regarding Theranos and why has it recently been put as a fraud? And that too not very recently, it was back in 2015. So we will discuss the entire timeline of this startup and why is it has it been called as a fraud in the coming time. This newspaper analysis has been presented by me. My name is Sheva Khan. I am a law graduate and I have completed my law degree from Uttaranchal University in the year 2019. I completed my graduation with a gold medal in my batch and I also have been a national debater as well as public speaker. Currently at LawSeco, I'm working as the manager for current affairs vertical and I'm also working as an expert for current affairs. So let's start our topic for the day, which talks about indicting Theranos. So Theranos, please consider, is the name of this medical startup company, which is owned by Elizabeth Holmes. So Elizabeth Holmes has been convicted for investor fraud and conspiracy by California jury. So by investor fraud here, we mean that she actually tried to do a fraud with the investors who all invested in her startup as she did not disclose the reality to them. And in a way, she had committed a fraud. So she is a former billionaire and a Silicon Valley celebrity. So let's understand more about what Theranos is. So Theranos basically is a medical startup company, which now has been shut down, but was basically a medical startup company. And the name Theranos was derived from two words, specifically therapy and diagnosis. So Thera has been taken from therapy and Nos has been taken from diagnosis. So hence we had the name Theranos. Now the owner of Theranos was Elizabeth Holmes, and Elizabeth was born as in an entrepreneurial and a medical background family and was known to be very ambitious from her very young age. So there is a person, there is an author called as John Carreyrou who actually wrote about this in his book, and the name of the book was Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in the Silicon Valley Startup. So this book actually exposed the fraud which had taken place at Theranos. We will discuss about this fraud in the coming discussion. So this startup, which was Theranos, it was incorporated in the year 2004. And in 2014, the company was valued at $9 billion. She was also mentioned in the Forbes list as well. And Forbes also put Holmes as the richest self-made woman with a valuation of $4.5 billion. So that was actually very huge. So her startup actually claimed that they could identify dozens of ailments from a drop of blood examined in a nanometer. So basically what happened was that Elizabeth Holmes, she claimed that one of her uncles had actually died because of cancer. And the main reason was that the cancer could not be diagnosed at an early stage. And the other reason, the story that she used to tell, was that she herself was very afraid or scared of the needles. So the basic general test, the blood test that we all through, you know, we all go through, in which they actually put up a needle into our vein and they extract some amount of blood out of our body. And then that blood goes out for various kinds of tests. So Elizabeth Holmes, she said that she was convinced that she can develop one such method or a kind of a device which could use only a single drop of blood through which more than 200 tests on that particular blood can be conducted. This way, the cost could be reduced, the time in which these tests could be, you know, conducted was reduced, and also it could make the entire process of testing the blood very handy. So what happened was that her startup ultimately claimed that they could identify dozens of ailments and diseases from a single drop of blood, which was examined in a nanotainer. So basically this was a device. Here you can, you know, for your better understanding, you can also look at the picture of a nanotainer, which is a very small little container kind, because it, you know, it has been made with two words. First is nano and the other is container. So basically it's an acronym for nano container that has enough capacity to hold one drop of blood, which would then be analyzed through the Edison machine. So the machine that was actually developed by Theranos for conducting the test on the single drop of blood, which was stored in the nanotainer, was called as Edison. Now the story behind Edison basically was that Elizabeth Holmes said that just like when Thomas Alva Edison was developing the light bulb, so in that he had to face a lot of failures, and similarly Elizabeth Holmes had to face a lot of failures, and so as a mark of dedication or as a mark of tribute, she named her testing device as Edison. So this blood which was stored, this single drop of blood used to be stored in this nanotainer, and then later the Edison machine which was developed by Theranos would conduct or would identify various kinds of diseases in the blood through a process called as immunoassays. So this basically is what we are referring to as the nanotainer. So this was the claim of the company or the startup Theranos which it was putting up. Now the pitch worked perfectly, and the investors like Rupert Murdoch, Betsy DeVos and others, there were huge personalities already, and they all invested abundantly in the entire setup. So Joe Biden in 2015 described Elizabeth as amazing as and inspiring for others as well. And you also would be amazed to know that Elizabeth Holmes was considered to be as female Steve Jobs, because the way she used to carry herself, the confidence that she had in her ideas and everything, it reminded people of Steve Jobs. And she was actually, you know, equated many a times with being female Steve Jobs. Now let's see that what actually happened wrong. So what went wrong that we are discussing about Theranos right now, and that now there are fraud charges that are put up on the Theranos. So although it was a successful startup in its beginning of years, there was a distinct lack of peer review in medical journals and transparency about the Edison machine. Basically, what used to happen was, now you must be wondering, that if at all the machine did not work in reality, the Edison machine that we are talking about, or if at all, you know, Elizabeth Holmes was conducting any kind of fraud, then why or how could she actually make the investors invest in her startup, or how could she convince them to do so? So specifically, when we talk about the medical world or medical technology, we talk about the trade secrets. So what Elizabeth used to do was that she never opened the methodology or the technology that on which the Edison machine, the so-called machine, used to work. Now this definitely was not further questioned about or questioned upon by the investors, because this could have put her technology open to the other competitors, and it could actually put them to steal this technology. So that is why Elizabeth always quoted the question or the claim of trade secret, and thus she never told anyone as to how that machine, the Edison machine, used to work in reality. So due to this, what happened was that there was a lot of opaqueness around the functioning of the machine. So in the book that we were talking about, The Bad Blood, which was written by John Carreyrou, so he also unearthed, or he brought forward, that in reality the blood was being diluted, like, because now only we are, like, in the nanotainer we are only having one single drop of blood. So he said, and there were also other some journalists that also brought this fact forward, that what used to happen was that the single drop of blood in the nanotainer, it was further diluted and it was subjected to traditional medical tests only. So in a way, at the back of the curtain, only the basic traditional tests were being conducted, and just to tell, on the forefront, people thought that this entire test was being conducted from a single drop of blood by the Edison machine. So it was also uncovered that the US Food and Drugs Administration had never approved the tests and that were being carried out, and thus later on a ban was put on them. So in 2016, Forbes suddenly lowered the estimate of Elizabeth to an absolute nothing. So can you understand that till the time of 2014, Forbes had put the value of Theranos at $4.5 billion, like, and her startup in totality was of $9 billion. But in 2016, it eventually and completely, it suddenly just, fell to being an absolute zero or nothing. Here, can you understand what brunt the investors would have to face at this particular time? And that is why the charges of fraud or the investor fraud were put against the Theranos company. So in 2018, SEC, which is basically United States Securities and Exchange Commission, just like we have the SEBI in India, which is the Securities and Exchange Board of India. Similarly, we have the SEC, that is Securities and Exchange Commission, which works in United States, that looks into such financial frauds or such corporate frauds. And it charged Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes of investor fraud through Immaculate and Elaborate Conspiracy. And they said that she was actually conspiring about this entire thing the whole time. So this is an important verdict, since it indicts a startup celebrity in a time when they rarely disclose material facts about their technologies and companies skirt regulatory consequences. Now that was the question also about when we were discussing in the beginning, that what do you think that such startups specifically that are based on technology, Should they be mandated to disclose their methodology? Because many a times in the name of trade secret, they hide their technologies. But who assures that they're actually in reality using something that is novel? They have actually developed something and they are not just fooling the investors as well as the consumers. So this is hoped to put an end to accounting malpractices, fraudulent measures, and the fake it till you make it attitude, which we could clearly see in the case of Theranos, Nanotainer, and of course the Edison machine that was all owned by Elizabeth Holmes. So that was all for the day. We hope it was a good and informative session for you all. If you wish to download the PDF of today's slides, please do participate in our Telegram channel. The link is there in the description box below, or you can scan this QR code that you can see on your screens right now. Also, for other exam-oriented content, please follow us on our Instagram channels for Judiciary, CLAT Examination, UGC NET, as well as other law finance exams. Do subscribe to our channels and give it a thumbs up. Thank you so much.